The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to The Rock Radio Show.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Rock Extra Reviews. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and today I want to share a really sweet and touching book with you. It's called The Life and Love of Lucky Dog, and it's written by Mara Ryan and illustrated by Justin Campbell. Now, even though this book is technically for younger readers, it still hit me right in my heart. The story follows a group of girls and their dog, Lucky, as they grow up together. We get to see all the little joys, playing and going on adventures and just being best friends. But as Lucky gets older, the story shifts just a little bit. He starts to slow down, he needs more naps, and before long, the girls realize they have to face what all pet owners eventually do. They have to say goodbye to Lucky. It's such a tender story, but it doesn't dwell in sadness. Instead, it celebrates the love we share with our pets and the gratitude for all the moments we've had with them. And it reassures kids, and honestly adults too, that goodbye doesn't mean forever. The memories and the love stay with you. That part hit especially close to home for me because we just lost our family pet not that long ago, and to be honest, it's been terribly rough without her. We all miss her so very much, so reading this, I felt like it gave me the words I didn't even know I really needed, and I can only imagine how comforting it would be for kids who might be going through the same thing, especially for the first time. On top of the story itself, the book is also really thoughtfully designed. It uses fonts and layouts that are friendly for kids with dyslexia, and the language is clear and decodable so emerging readers can follow along, and the whole presentation makes it accessible for neurodiverse kids too. I think that's really important to call out because for so many kids who struggle with reading, whether that's because of dyslexia or ADHD or just being a reluctant reader, books can feel like a wall instead of a doorway. They want to enjoy the story, they want to connect, but the way most books are printed or written can make that super frustrating for them, and sometimes it just turns them off reading altogether. That's why this kind of inclusive design absolutely matters. It gives those kids a chance to see themselves as successful readers. It builds confidence instead of discouragement. And when a story like The Life and Love of Lucky Dog also tackles something so incredibly emotional and universal like the love we share with our pets and the loss we feel when we lose them, it makes the book even more powerful. It's not just telling a story, it's inviting every child into the experience, no matter their learning style or needs. Honestly, I'd love to see more children's publishers take this approach, because representation isn't just about who we see in the story. It's also about who has the opportunity to read and understand the story in the first place. And I can't forget the illustrations. Justin Campbell's art is absolutely gorgeous. It pairs so well with the story, and it's just warm and heartfelt, and it's the kind of pictures that pull you into each page and help to immerse you into the story. So if you're looking for something special to share with your kids, or maybe just a meaningful book to have on your shelf, The Life and Love of Lucky Dog is available now in hardback and paperback and even on Kindle over on Amazon. It's a great way to embrace and celebrate Dyslexia Awareness Month, which is, as of this recording, right now. A big thanks to our friends over at Humankind Books and Friend of a Friend for sending this one my way. It really means a lot to me, and I'm super appreciative for the chance to take a look at it. All right, that's it for today's review. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to The Rack Extra Reviews, and I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. I will catch you next time with another review. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com. Thank you.